Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
A look now at our stories. Some managers of LPG stations in Accra have indicated that they are running out of stock. This comes after shortage of the product hit parts of the country. Joy Business's James Ishen has been engaging some dealers.
For now, that's what you have for now. I don't know if some will be coming or not.
How long have you been having such queues here?
It's since last week.
Since last week. Yeah. And you've been able to supply all of these people?
We've been able to supply. We've supplied more than what we've been supplying.
That is the situation here at the Alajo gas filling station. And it appears over here there is actually gas. But the only concern here had to do with long queues. I mean, people from other places had to come here to, you know, try as much as possible to have some gas.
My colleague James Ishen engaging some dealer at the filling station here in Accra. Meanwhile, the National Petroleum Authority says the situation will be addressed before the close of the week. Abbas Ibrahim Tasunti is the head of economic regulation at the authority.
As we speak this morning, all those issues have been resolved. The reconciliation has been completed. The quant certificate at all has been signed now. TFC has been signed. The TMPT has been signed as well. The other depot matrix, as I speak, I just ended a meeting with the supplier. That's also been agreed. It's also been signed. So all the depots, I think the only outstanding depot was Quantum, which has also, a way forward has been agreed to agree on what out and quantity should be used. So all of that has been signed. The quantities are now being uploaded into the ERDMS so that BDCs can now sell to the LPGM. So I think within, in less than our sales should start from the depots, and that should address their concerns about a possible shortage of LPG.
Meanwhile, the Tema Oil Refinery says it has started loading off liquefied petroleum gas to the various tanker drivers at its premises as of this morning. George Yafe has more on how this could impact on gas supply in parts of Accra and Tema.
According to officials of Tema Oil Refinery that Joy Business has been speaking to, they are hopeful the situation should normalize by the close of today or early tomorrow. This is based on the pace of loading of the LPG tankers at their facility in Tema. No reason why management of Tema Oil Refinery is optimistic about the situation normalizing soon is due to the fact that some of the LPG marketers still have some products. Therefore, what is being moved out should go a long way to improve their situation. Shortage of LPG hit parts of Accra from yesterday due to challenges in dispensing LPG from the Tema Oil Refinery. The marketers have warned that if supplies doesn't pick up strongly for the close of today, then we are set for a full-blown shortage by this weekend. It is not clear for now whether the projected deadline the Tema Oil Refinery has put out could be met, looking at the current challenges on the ground.
George Yafe without report, and we want to stay a while longer within the energy space because a former Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Donko, has attributed the recent woes of the Electricity Company of Ghana to a number of factors, including the harsh macroeconomic conditions as well as the structural lapses in the power sector. Now, the member of the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament explained that the power distributor's inability to recover monies from the sale of power, coupled with its credit savings obligations in foreign denominated currencies, has contributed to the ECG's inefficiencies. Speaking on the Super Morning Show, he called for private sector investment to revamp the ECG.
That the payables in the power sector are largely dollar denominated. The receivables are CD denominated. And with the deterioration of the exchange rate against the CD, what ECG needed last month to pay IPPs in CD terms has increased this month because of the further deterioration of the CD. So that we have huge under-recovery. And that is what I talk about, the structural problem. We can bring in private sector capital and private sector expertise.
Dr. Kwabena Donko is the former minister for APA. Now, the Ghana Mine Workers Union and the Egyptian General Trade Union of Miners, Quarries and Selenites Workers have resolved to work together to ensure Africa's mineral wealth is well harnessed to empower communities and safeguard the environment. According to the two unions, the partnership will afford them the opportunity to explore the challenges and opportunities of Africa's mineral resources. Speaking at a short ceremony, General Secretary of the Union, Abdul Mumin Gbana, said the collaboration is key to ensure meaningful conversations and strengthen the two unions.
This is an indigenous, it's a localized, it's a domestic trade union in Africa representing Africa and its miners on this continent. Well, we believe that nothing for us without us. And so the only way we can put our best foot forward is for us to unite as a continent. And so we have formed this federation. It is domiciled in Cairo, Egypt. In other words, the head office of the federation is sitting in Cairo, Egypt.
Mumin Abdul Gbana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union. Away from that, the Mastercard Foundation, in partnership with Agri Impact Limited, has rolled out the ambitious and transformative program dubbed Harnessing Agricultural Productivity and Prosperity for Youth That's Happy. The program organizers engaged with the Graduate Students Association of Ghana, GRASAC, to highlight the importance of Agric at the Young Agripreneurs Conference held at the University of Professional Studies here in Accra. Julian Asante Date is Deputy Chief Executive Officer for Agric Impact.
Objective of today's meeting is that the program is interested in working with young people. The 326,000 jobs that we want to create it for young people in this country. And we believe that GRASAC as a student association has the target population of persons that we are interested in.
Julian Asante Date is the Deputy Chief Executive for Agric Impact. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. As calls to introduce practical agriculture at the basic and secondary school level increases, my colleague Denisha Poma Eje explores how the headmaster of Okanta Presby Basic School leveraged the Cosmos Innovation Center School Farm Competition to ignite his students' interest in agriculture on today's edition of Chain. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Denisha Poma Eje. On this week's episode of Food Chain, I bring you to Okanta Presby Basic School's cabbage farm at Chibi in the Eastern Region. Meshak Okuno was posted to Okanta Presby Basic School in January 2023, where despite significant infrastructure deficit and inadequate learning materials, he remained undeterred by the glaring challenges. Determined to create a source of internally generated funds for the school and provide his pupils with practical agricultural knowledge, he seized the opportunity presented by the school farm competition organized by the Cosmos Innovation Center.
When I came here, the school wasn't even having the land. And they were not aware of this Cosmos Innovation Center school farm project.
Okay.
But in my previous school, I was a farm manager there before I became the headmaster. So quickly, I told them about the project, and the teachers were, oh, why not? Let's do it. If they will not take the profit from us and we will sell it to generate internal funds for the school, then let's do it.
Amid calls to introduce practical agriculture as a standalone subject in schools, sections of the lush green cabbage farm have been allocated to individual students as part of their assessment. This year, the pupils have successfully cultivated 8,000 cabbages. Some students share their daily responsibilities on the farm and express their excitement about being involved in the project.
Every day when we come here, our teacher teaches how to grow the cabbages and how to look after it.
We started our first projects on clearing the land, and we also do a nursing bed. Then we plant our seeds. After that, we do some cultural practices such as weeding, irrigation, and also pest controlling. I think if I do farming, it will help me because it has been giving us more money. Then all our satisfaction we get it in, so I want to do farming in the future.
According to the Ghana Statistical Service, agriculture in the country is predominantly informal, with 32% of the population engaged in the sector. Over the past decade, the sector has contributed an average of 20% to Ghana's GDP. If school farming projects like this are implemented across basic and secondary schools, students could be naturally nurtured into the agricultural sector. This could help eradicate hunger, significantly boost food production, and contribute meaningfully to Ghana's economic growth. For Joy News, my name is Denicia Poma Eje.
And on that future note, we end the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one we want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this, just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Do enjoy. I am Pius Kujo Baka.